Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today? Customer? Customer, are you there? Customer?
Hello?
Customer, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can thank you hear for me? Calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
I'm calling to see if you have something called Fast Results. It's $7.95.
May I have your zip code, please?
Well, the situation is that this has been charged to my account and I have not received it and I don't know what it is.
Well, in order for me to check what's going on, what did you get the charge? I need you to provide me with the zip code so I can try to look up for an account under your name.
Okay, 55303.
And your name?
Don Lemon.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
Dawn, D-A-W-N.
When was the charge made?
Let's see, 4/7.
Okay, 1 second. You said Melvin?
What?
Oh, Don Lemons.
Yes.
Okay, I see the name. Can you please verify the shipping address?
3514 Bryant Avenue, Anoka, Minnesota.
Okay, thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I go through your account, okay? Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
I can see that on the 7th, Don Lemons was trying to win an iPad, and in order to participate on the contest, she has to subscribe to the gadget store. It's a website that has factory prices in order instead of retail prices. But in order to have access to all of those discounts, you have to pay a fee. That's why there is a charge of $7.95.
Okay. And what's the name of this company that I'm paying?
SelectedPremierDiscounts.com. But if you want, I can cancel the subscription.
Yeah, definitely. I have
What was that?
I have like 15 different charges to my account. This is just the one that the bank hasn't tried to reverse. They keep trying to put these charges on a hold and try to figure out what's going on because in this membership fee, it's been debited on my debit card, I would say about 15 or 16 times, to the tune of about $500 or $600.
Ma'am, there were attempts of charges, but none of them went through. And I can cancel your subscription if you want.
Yes, would you please cancel my subscription? That would be good.
Okay, 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, I canceled your subscription and I have a cancellation number. Do you want to write it down?
Yes.
Okay, the cancellation number is CS in Charlie 259-600-324.
Okay, C 259-600-324.
Yes, that is correct. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
How much is the membership fee?
Well, the temple of charge was for $53, but it never went through.
I have to look. Because they're not going through on your end, but they're going through on my end somehow.
No, ma'am. It didn't went through.
What?
The payment didn't go through. The payment didn't go through.
Oh, they shut down the account, probably.
It didn't go through. It was declined.
Okay. Alrighty.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Could you tell me that company's name again? I have selected Premier.
Discounts.com, ma'am.
Discounts.com, okay. So okay. Sometime around here, I must have, I remember doing the, I remember seeing that do this to try to win the, whatever the product was, but it was representing that I was buying a...
It doesn't matter anymore, ma'am, because I already canceled your subscription. That means no more charges are going to be made, all right?
So are you going to refund all of these charges then?
No charge was made, ma'am. They, all of them were declined.
Then why are they showing up on my checking account as regular debit?
That's a question you will need to ask your bank. All of the charges were declined.
Okay. Well, I'll tell them that on Monday then.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem is that you're saying that nothing was charged on my account, but the bank is saying that they've got
there is,
like...
There is no problem, ma'am. But if the payment was a pending charge, then you will see it back into your account on Monday because the payments were declined.
Oh, that would be good. So all these different payments then that you never got, I will get the refund for?
No, ma'am. No, the payments were declined.
How can they be declined and end up on my banking account?
I don't know that, ma'am. That's a question you will need to ask your bank. But in my end, I see right now in front of my eyes that your payments were declined. That means we don't have them.
Okay, well, I'll tell the bank that then on Monday. Mm-hmm. And I'll give them your phone number so they try to work with you.
Yes, that can be helpful.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.